just going to press the record button. So I am still waiting because what I had planned, and I've been asking Lena and Michael about the latest feedback form. So I wanted to go over that, but I haven't received the feedback form yet. So it's going to be a bit hard to discuss something that I don't have. But for Pascal and Christian, what has changed is that in day 5 through 8, Michael has taken out the well-formed outcome funnel out of the question section, and he added in the skills for the axis of change. So now what we are doing on day 5 is people are practicing the preparation loop, so motivation and decision, and that includes awakening questions, provoking questions, probing questions, and challenging questions. And so then what we are looking for is 15 probing questions, so that is on making a decision, 5 challenging questions, 5 awakening questions, and 5 provoking questions to make the decision. So in that session, to get a level 2.5, we're still looking for clarity questions. We're still looking for testing and checking questions. But now we're also looking for, instead of the well-formed outcome, we're looking for the motivation and decision questions. And so then the next day, what we do is we listen for co-creation, the co-creation questions, and the action questions, action-oriented questions. What is the first thing that you're going to do? What is your first step? How are you going to make this a reality? So those kinds of questions. So essentially, before it was just a well-formed outcome, and now we do 4 days or 2 days of well-formed outcome, and then the rest of the days are and the rest of the sessions are focused on the axis of change. So that's a new benchmarking form, and I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to introduce that, but eventually we'll be using both benchmarking forms so that you get up to date with both of them as well.
It sounds like that you have an alternate set of questions for the questioning. You just have like the regular benchmarking, and you have an alternate set for different benchmarking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it sounds in situations you have alternate B or something.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future you'll have another set of sessions where people have to actually think about interventions. Or what you do when you got the well-formed outcome, or you got that part, what's next?
Yes, absolutely. And I think and probably that wouldn't be in the MetaCoach, not in the associate certified MetaCoach training, probably in the professional certified MetaCoach training, because we're already working on identifying patterns in that one. That's a skill that we focus on. I think you have to identify 3 patterns, something like that, during a 45-minute session. So I think it's a good development. It's tough, you know, by doing it this way, and I understand it's a bit tough to kind of check everything, but by doing it this way, separates out the axis of change and the well-formed outcome, because then you only focus on the axis of change and you let go of the well-formed outcome. But that should be a dance.
Yes, that's what I was going to think. So that sometimes you actually use one for the other.
Yeah, well, and you can't, you should be able, like, and that I guess is beyond level 2.5, you should be able to do both in the same session.
Ah, but you're only listening for one. They may be doing both. Ah, so it's
Yes.
not saying not to do one. It's saying the focus is on one or the other.
Exactly. Because ultimately, to get an outcome, you want to utilize the axis of change at the same time as you're going down the funnel.
So is this for the assessor or for the coach? Sounds like it's for the assessor to look at different, so they don't go overwhelmed, look at different aspects of the session.
Yeah, but of course, the coach is going to get feedback only then on one model and not on the other.
So they that so the so the coach needs to use that model. When they're coaching. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, and in that sense, it's good you get to practice both. And I'm still thinking about, okay, how can I integrate that with the mentoring program? And also, how can I help people, practice, because it is, and it for me, it is all about integration. It's not about doing one or the other.
Right, exactly.
But sometimes you have to learn the individual pieces first before you can combine them. So. Yeah. So, but that's I will create a video on that new sheet, or at least the question section of it, and then send that out so that, and then we can start practicing with that. So Pascal, 2 weeks from now you're not going to be here.
I'll be in the west somewhere.
Okay, and then 4 weeks from now you'll be back.
I'll be back.
Okay, so then we will focus on doing an introductory
Yeah,
session.
that I'm very interested in that myself.
Yeah, that's good. And has everyone seen the post on the coaching session to be benchmarked?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I haven't benchmarked it yet.
Okay, yeah, Christian mentioned yesterday that he's benchmarked part of it. So that would be really valuable to benchmark it and to go through that, and so that we can discuss that as well. And are there any other questions that any of you have? And Christian, if you want to post it just in the text box or in the chat box, that's fine too. But any questions that you would like me to discuss with regards to meta coaching? I know we've already done some questions in the previous session.
I don't have any questions at the moment.
Okay. Holly?
I don't have any questions either.
So, what would you guys like to practice today? So, it's going to be Holly and Pascal, you're going to practice. So, what is it that you would like to practice?
Oh. Well, acknowledgements, effective interrupt, clarity check of words, strategy process, getting the present state, getting the desired state,
Okay.
the basics.
Okay. So, would you like to focus on the strategy process?
That would be good.
And then we can do 15 minutes of
Let's
strategy
do that.
process. Okay, Pascal, would you have something to be coached on?
I probably do.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. I actually, yeah. It's always difficult for me to think of what to coach on because I think of something and I start trying to do it myself. So
Okay.
probably a pattern, but I definitely have something you can work on if you want to.
Okay, so that's good. And then Holly, I won't use the feedback form, but I'm just going to help you focus on the strategy process for both the present state and the desired state. And that's like, there's no changing or anything. We just get the strategy processes.
Okay.
Yeah. So then 15 minutes is going to be a bit short. So we'll do like 20 minutes. And if we need more, we can do
more.
Are
you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Time's yours.
Okay. Okay, Pascal, I'm going to be coaching to a strategy process. I do want to set the frame that if you're going too fast, I will interrupt to slow you down so that I can understand you and what you're saying. Is that okay to you?
That's okay. That's probably
okay. Okay, Pascal. I guess the... Okay, so what is the strategy process that you're doing right now that you would like to do differently?
What is the strategy process? Well, I think I need to say give just a minute of background or less than that. I retired from a company I worked for 37 years, about 4 years ago, and I've been thinking about working on different things to do for the next, you know, certain number of years. And I think through, so I'm doing several things now. Mm-hmm. It's one of them, and involvement in different organizations. And I'm slowly focusing on what exactly I enjoy doing and want to do, and the thing about this is I don't need money, so money does not factor at all in what I'm doing, and I think the process. So I guess I need clarity on what I'm doing now and how I'm doing it, and then what might be a better strategy for deciding the next steps for me.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly. Pascal, you're saying that you're in the next years, you're focusing on a few things, and you want clarity upon what specifically?
Yeah, exactly. I'm focusing. Like, for example, I wrote a business card for myself. And
can you slow that down a little bit? I didn't hear that.
I did a business card for myself. I named my organization. I create a logo, which is representative of my interests. And I wrote down in the right-hand corner the three things, actually there are four, but three things that I really am interested in. One is mathematics, one is in system dynamics, and one is in NLP and neurosemantics. I also am interested in martial arts, too. So I want to combine those things into some direction. I guess one of the issues I have is that I have a strong desire to integrate things.
Okay. So you want to be able to integrate these four things, martial arts, was that physics?
Martial arts can be separate, but it's mathematics and system dynamics and NLP. And
okay.
I'm working on areas to do that. It's just that it seems sort of gradual. I'm wondering, it's not as if there's a flash. This is my next 20 years, if I live that long. I want to have a better idea. I know what I like to do. I know that I enjoy working with people. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy solving problems. I enjoy coordinating.
Okay, Pascal. I'm not even sure. So you're telling me for the next 20 years, you want to be able to integrate mathematics and NLP, neurosemantics, and there's a third thing in there. So I'm curious, what is it that you want clarity on?
On how to do it a little faster.
Okay.
Not the actual not
how to okay, I'm sorry. How to do what faster?
How to plan on my next steps that is clear to me. I'm doing it very kinesthetically now, I think. And
Kate, you're doing it what?
I'm doing it sort of experimentally, kinesthetically. I'm working in different areas, feeling how it feels, and continuing in that direction, as opposed to getting a bigger picture and saying, yeah, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is the field I'm going to, or the new field I'm going to, you know, work through over the next 20 years. I don't have a certainty yet, and I'd be, like to feel more certain about that.
Okay, so you don't have the certainty yet that you want. You're saying to me that you've been doing this experimentally, feeling how it feels. Is that how it feels in the bigger picture? And then you say, yeah. What?
So actually, what I do occasionally is I have this mind map. It's called my life map. And I keep creating versions of it, and I put down where I am now and what's of interest to me, and I look at it and I think, oh, this is a piece that needs to fit back in there. So I'm piecing together my life, my future life, at least my life, intellectual life, and people, you know, not necessarily family life, but the work life.
Okay. So how is that slowing you down? If you want to be able to plan your next steps faster and to be clearer, how is this process, if I understand you correctly, of feeling how it feels, how does that, what do you believe about that, about feeling it?
I'm going to stop you right there, Holly.
Yes.
Because you were asking a great question and then you changed your question.
Okay.
Right?
I did.
Why did you change your question?
Because I'm nervous.
Okay.
About getting it right, and I'm a little bit lost because I feel like we're all over the map. And what he wants is how to plan the next steps faster and clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's telling me is that he tells me he's doing it by experiment, feeling mm-hmm. how it feels, checking the bigger picture. Yeah, do it the next 20 years. And then he jumps over to mind map, and then he's piecing his life together that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lost. But
what I'm hearing,
okay.
What I'm hearing is the fact that you picked up on, okay, he wants to do it faster. That implies, so what you were doing was inferential listening. That implies that right now, what he's doing right now is not as fast as he wants it to be.
Okay.
So then asking how is that slowing you down is a great example of inferential listening.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking that maybe the fact that you were lost, I'm still not getting what Pascal is wanting, but that's okay, because that's why we ask the questions that we ask, so that we can mm-hmm. get clear, and then we can help him figure out what does he need to do. So right, you don't have to be clear right from the beginning.
Okay. So to just recap that, you're saying to go back to how is that slowing you down?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Femke, so much.
You're welcome.
So, Pascal, how is this slowing you down? Not being able to plan your next steps faster.
How is it slowing me down? Well, I said I wanted to do it faster. I didn't say it was slowing me down. So, I didn't say what. I think I'm not sure I can answer the question.
Okay.
I'm thinking to myself here. I have different things I'm working now. I'm like four different things, let's say. And I jump back and forth between them. And I try to integrate them. I try to overlap them. But I want to be able to work on a discipline that's more integrated. So I pull things together. So I'm working on different things that and try to integrate them. So it's always difficult for me to think of what to be coached on. And so I'm trying to think of what I might want. So I'm not, for example, I'm not sure how much coaching to do in this, let's say, the new world. A day. I'm not sure how much. I'm trying to think. Modeling is my primary thing, and I think, well, do I try to get a work in a university, you know, do a modeling project? So here it is. Options. I'm very options oriented, and I use procedures to so I can actually do something. So I have all these procedures that put in place so that I can decide on what to do or to manage different options. So I have probably more options than I could handle over the next year. And I want my belief is that.
So Pascal, can I stop you right here?
Good idea.
So that we can so I can understand. So what you're saying is you're working on four things to integrate and overlap, and you want to be disciplined in how to pull it together and to decide how much coaching, how much modeling to do. And then you went to too many options and how you use procedures to decide. So I'm wondering, what is it in here? Is this your strategy for is this the strategy you use that slows you down? Because we started out with how to plan the next steps to do it faster and clearer. Is that correct?
It's the strategy about what to do next.
Okay. And so, okay.
So I can work on a project and I know what to do. I know what the end is. But it's the big picture. How do you fit all these projects together to think about what the next one is, or it's like if you, yeah, that's exactly what it is. I get a project, or I take a responsibility for something, and I'll manage it, and I'll deal with it, and I'll enjoy it.
Okay, so you manage it, you enjoy it, you take responsibility for it.
Yeah, like I manage a karate studio, working on other. So it's which projects should I work on that sort of will focus me to in a direction I want to be in.
So you want to be focused. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you demonstrating your problem to me right now?
Could be.
Yeah. So could be.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in this state, I'm still a little bit confused as to what it is you want instead of options, how do all the parts fit together. You're telling me that you have the capability to manage, take responsibility for a project, and to decide. So I'm curious, instead of this present state, what is it you do want as a strategy process?
I wouldn't say instead of options. That's one thing. The second thing, I started out being a physicist, but I didn't pursue that throughout my life. I instead am more of a generalist that likes to work in different areas at the same time. and tries to integrate them as I go along.
Okay.
So, and that puts a stress. I feel many times stressed because of that. Because I feel like I may be missing something in like I'll be working on learning, and I'll have to jump back and do martial arts and model and doing a martial arts technique.
Okay.
So, I don't quite know how to manage my time in these different areas sometimes.
Okay.
It would be much easier. Maybe it's just a wish. It'd be much easier. One discipline that I could work on that would be some new one or something that. Maybe not.
I'm just going to interrupt for a moment.
Yes.
Did you hear what he said? I'm afraid that I'm going to miss something.
I did hear that.
That would have been a great moment to immediately interrupt.
Did you hear
what you just said?
Okay. Yeah, I was just getting ready to do that, Femke.
Okay.
Because it sounds to me like this is really slowing him down. And I was going to... I'll just do it.
Okay.
Okay, Pascal. So you just mentioned that you were a physicist and you didn't follow through with that. You're a generalist and you just like to integrate as you go along, and this creates stress because you said you think you might miss something. What is it you believe about missing something if you do focus on one or two things?
It's almost like having parallel interests. If I were to, there's a lot of beliefs about being balanced. I feel like it's important to be balanced, like mentally and physically.
So it's an important balance to have parallel interests.
It's important balance to do things on my own, to do things with people, to think through things and solve problems, analytical problems, and also to work with people and handle their problems on how to do the martial arts. I mean, there may have been reasons why I've gone into things in the past, but now I actually enjoy them. So I enjoy several different items, but it's important to me. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, because I'm not getting it. I'm not getting what it is you said you'd miss something. You're afraid you're going to miss something. And what is that something you're going to miss specifically if you go and have a strategy process for being disciplined?
If I give up karate, for example, or teaching it or doing anything involved in it, then I'll miss out learning all these different great self-defense techniques.
Okay, so you'll miss out on learning.
I'll miss out modeling them. I'll miss out if I don't do anything mathematical, I'll miss out on the experience of discovering new things and solving problems that are enjoyable. Let's see.
Okay, so
I want to do. Okay.
2 minutes left.
Okay.
Well, in my mind, I'm just kind of manufacturing.
Can I ask you a question, Pascal? Let's say you do miss out on these things. What are you missing out by not being disciplined and focusing on one thing or two things?
It's not whether being disciplined or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's about working on several different threads through my life, work life, or intellectual life, or life, and not having a good enough picture of how these will interweave together in the future.
Okay.
Enjoying sometimes there's a new thread that comes up that's related to them, and I'm saying, is this going to be okay? I mean, is this going to be something that matches with my interests?
But can I ask you a question? What would happen if you did miss out on something? What would you get in return?
Well, I missed out, for example, I missed out on doing astrophysics. I could have done that. And so I read about it now. So if I miss out on something, it's not. I mean, it's not a great tragedy. What if I missed out on something? I don't really know.
What do you mean you don't really know?
I think I need to be more. I need to have a more grounded example about what to miss out on and how that would feel.
Okay.
Time is up.
Okay.
Thank you, Pascal.
Okay.
So Holly.
Yes.
What was that like?
It's like being in the middle of a of a tornado. I feel like we got to the core of something. I wasn't quite sure what his new strategy process was going to be, but there was something in there about, so he talked about being a generalist and how he didn't follow up on being a physicist. And how, so he integrates as he goes along, and it's stressful because he thinks he's going to miss something. So I can't remember what I asked him. So he's like, I'll miss out on learning, I'll miss out on modeling, discovery of new things. So I feel like Pascal was demonstrating his problem, but I couldn't grab onto it.
Okay. So would you like a few tips?
Yes.
First thing, I'll start with what you mentioned. So you asked him, are you demonstrating your problem? And he said, yeah, it could be. Well, if you notice that someone is demonstrating their problem, that's where giving feedback is really critical. Like, okay. So first, I'm hearing you talk about this, this, and this. And what I noticed that you're doing right now is... I don't know what you picked up, but you go from topic to topic. So let's just say that what you picked up is the pattern of options, and he's saying that, but he's also demonstrating it. So then, before you ask your client, "Are you demonstrating your problem right now?" Give them feedback first. This is what I notice. Is this what you're talking about?
Okay.
That's going to help you, because otherwise it's like, might you be demonstrating your problem right now? Your client's going to be like, yeah, possibly. But what is that based on?
Yeah.
So then you're kind of, that helps you get, lock it in more, by giving feedback. I think Pascal gave you a pointer is to ask examples.
Yeah.
So give me an example of one that happened, and you felt like you have like more too many options. So maybe last week you wanted to go to martial arts. But then he has an internal conflict because he feels like he's missing out on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like having an example that'll help you ground it really well.
Okay.
Then you can start asking more specific questions. It'll also help you get with not getting lost.
Okay.
Like you were asking great meta questions, so that's something to continue. It's really the example, using the example. What I really notice is that you do take more risks in your coaching. You're able to say more often, like, "I don't get it," which is really powerful, and then asking more open questions. And I think it's just a case of trusting yourself more.
Yeah.
Because I hear that you, like what you did in last session when you were benchmarking, you do that in your coaching session as well, which takes away from the power of your coaching sessions. You ask a question and then you ask it again, and I can sense the insecurity in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like if you trust yourself more, then I think the questions are going to be more powerful.
Yeah.
So that would be something to focus on. Maybe you can get coached on that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that feedback either.
Okay, thank God. Yeah, so that's a valuable thing to focus on for you. Let me see. So when you do get something like that your client is shift, like he said several times, I want to integrate things.
Mm-hmm.
But the integration is so that it sounds like he wants to do the integration so that he doesn't have to choose.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but there was something, there's something there that that's his solution, but it's a solution based from the way that he's operating. And so that might be great, you know, like integrating might be great. What are the, and there might not be a problem with that at all. So then you want to quality control that. What are the pros and cons of integrating? Is that a solution to, is that an actual solution to the options, or might be that he just wants to be able to choose, because right now he has all of these options and there's always like more options, and then he has a hard time choosing.
Yeah.
So, and how is that a problem? I'm really curious how that is a problem for him, so that then he can step outside of that and make a different decision about it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah. So those are the main things that I would focus on in getting the strategy process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
No, I think that the trusting myself, I think that's about also challenging myself and practicing more coaching and benchmarking in front of people.
Right.
So it's just about taking more risks. And then when I'm in the coaching session, I do experience that getting in the way, that self-doubt. So I do experience that, and I'm aware of that. I can hear him talking about integration, and then my mind's over into, well, what do you ask about next? So I think I need to slow myself down, too.
Right.
Yeah. And then that thing about how is that a problem for you? That would have been a perfect, to get an example, and then how is that a problem? That would have been a great opportunity to ground it. So
right.
I think I was searching for the way of how to ground this.
Right.
And then Pascal, I'm like, oh yeah, he's like Superman. You know? So anyway, that's what I'll take away from that.
Very good. Very good. So Pascal, any insights or questions that you have?
Do I have questions? No. I don't have questions.
Okay.
I mean, I did have some things I could think about now that we discussed this. So.
Yeah, you mean with regards to options and integrating?
No, almost. You know, I think about integrating so I don't have to choose. I never thought about it like that before. But it's more about accepting what I do and what I do. is what I do, and comparing it with someone who doesn't do what I do, like someone who's dedicated themselves throughout their life to one profession or one field.
Right. Okay.
And so I think from this discussion, I more or less realize that it's important for me to accept what I do.
Okay.
This is my identity, and it was more of an identity question than other things.
Interesting. Yeah.
And to pick my problems and pick my domains and then do them and then move on to the next thing and see where it goes. So it's that tension between a person who does one thing, one discipline, and me who does several.
Yeah, exactly.
And the interesting part makes it more interesting.
So that, exactly, and that's important for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So very useful for me. It was a very useful conversation.
Right. Yeah. And so that's an interesting insight. Like, why would you have to choose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Pascal.
Thank you, Holly and Pepe.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gathering that there's no more questions. So 2 weeks from now, Pascal's not going to be there. He had mentioned that he wants to focus on introductory sessions. So I'm going to prepare something for that for a month from now to discuss that. If in the meantime you have any other things that you want to really focus on, then please just email me so that I can prepare that. I'm gonna share something about the differences or the changes that have been made, and probably gonna make a video or an audio on the new questioning benchmarks or the different type of forms, so that we can start practicing that as well, and you can ask questions about that. So what you could do is benchmark the session that I posted on Facebook and share your insights on the Facebook group so that we can have a discussion. Benchmarking is always a really powerful tool to get more familiar with the skills and to integrate them better. So I would highly recommend that. Meantime, if you have any other questions, also post them on the Facebook group. I'm going to post this conversation online later today, so you have access to it. And meantime, have a wonderful week, and we will talk again. Well, Pascal, have a great vacation, and we will talk next month. And for the others, we'll talk 2 weeks from now. All right, bye everyone.